from PRX.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, and friends beyond the binary, it's time for the podcaster that enrobes you in lulls. At first, I thought that would make sense, but then I thought you don't really wear robe to bed. So it's time for the podcast that after you derobe, I re-robe you in lulls, which re-robe is a nice word for a podcast that's a little bit silly, and it's here to put you to sleep. It's time for Sleep With Me, the podcast that puts you to sleep. And if you could pay attention, if you're a regular listener, these are the ways we keep the show going. Or when your hand hits the fridge tomorrow, go to sleepwithmepodcast.com/sponsors to find out more. Hey, everybody, this is Scoots, and this is where I talk about Sleep With Me Plus and supporting the show. I'm going to try to do this one pretty fast with a couple questions. This only goes out if you're a regular listener to Sleep With Me. So if you're new or the show's just something you listen to every once in a while, this is not important, really. But if you're a regular listener, the question is, does Sleep With Me help you at all, right? Does it help you in a unique way, like help you fall asleep or break up the thoughts or ease of loneliness in the deep, dark night? Distract you from physical sensations, whatever, does it do anything for you? And does the sleep you get or the relief you get make your life any better? And if the answers to those questions are yes, and you can afford to support the show, this is a time when I'm really asking people, hey, what would it be worth to you if we stopped making Sleep With Me? Like, would you pay to get it back? Like, you'd say, if Sleep With Me does make your life better by helping you get to sleep, or it does help you in the deep, dark night feel less alone, or you just like it, and we stopped making it, I said, hey, would you pay to get back? Like, how much would Sleep With Me be worth to you? Say, hey, let's restart it. Let me put a quarter in the machine. What it does for you be worth to you to say, hey, I really want to get that back? And if the answer is like, hey, yeah, it would be worth $20 to me, or it'd be worth $50 to me, think about supporting the show at Sleep With Me Plus. Even, I mean, obviously, most people support it much less than that, because the show could really use your support right now, and we never have to cross that threshold. So if the show does something for you in a unique way, you like the podcast, and you can afford to support it, just don't wait. Sign up for Sleep With Me Plus, sleepwithmepodcast.com/plus, sleepwithmepodcast.com/plus. That's sleepwithmepodcast.com/plus. Thanks, everybody. Hey, everybody, don't forget to check out my upcoming live performances, either locally in the Bay Area in Alameda, California, or at PodX coming up here. You can find everything else you need, discounted tickets to PodX or tickets to our local show at sleepwithmepodcast.com/live show. And if you're anywhere near Nashville, May 31st to June 2nd, come to PodX and see me. Thanks. Hey, everybody, I wanted to thank Cody. And Cody's family, the whole family has quips. It's kind of like my family, but they have more people. So thanks, Cody and family. And hey, be like Cody. That's all I got to say. Be like Cody and the Cody crew. Go to getquip.com/sleep, and you'll get your first refill pack for free. Thanks. Hey, Mystery Bart, a lot of people work very hard keeping the show going. Who are they?
Chris Posty Poster Song.
Sounds like an earful.
Wrote the theme song.
Edits episodes too.
Carl W. The Legend.
Also edits episodes.
Kenny, Scotty, and Jennifer.
Runner, 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 runner. Eric and the team at Astound are on the website.
I am the Mystery Bart.
I do the lullabies, yeah.
I do commissions at
JonathanMann.net.
I'll write a song for you. You can tell me the story and
I'll make it personal.
You see the kindness shine straight on through when the listeners form their own Facebook group. Keith, Stacy, Sarah, Laura, Julie, and Jennifer, these are your narrators.
Get support, dear Scooter, on Patreon. Buy the merch and support the sponsors. You can find anything you want at Sleep With Me Podcast.
And we're so proud that we could dance to be part of Nine Vale Presents. Oh, now on with the show.
Thanks, Mr. Bart. I'm at Dear Scooter on Twitter and Instagram. If you want to join our newsletter, go to sleepwithmepodcast.com/newsletter to sign up and keep you up to date on anything coming up in the podcast's future. But that's it. Let's get on with the show. Hey, are you up all night tossing, turning, mind racing, trouble, getting to sleep, trouble staying asleep? Well, welcome. This is Sleep With Me, the podcast that puts you to sleep. We do it with a bedtime story. All you need to do is get in bed, turn out the lights, and press play. I'll do the rest. What I'm going to attempt to do is create a safe place where you can set aside whatever's keeping you awake, whether it's thoughts, feelings, physical sensations, changes in time or temperature, stuff you're thinking about, basically. Anything you're experiencing physically or emotionally that's coming up for you. Or situationally, you know, it could be traveling, you could have a change in your work schedule, you could, because of work, have to sleep during the day, or in some sort. You know, I've heard a lot of different stories over the years, and it's always my honor to put you to sleep, to be here to help you, those of you that I can. And the way I do it is I send my voice across the deep dark night. I use the lulling, soothing, creaky, dulcet tones, pointless meanders, superfluous tangents, extra stuff. I go off topic. I wonder about stuff. Sometimes I wonder why. It just popped in my head. I try to go with what comes up in my mind. But what I'm going to do is send my voice. I'm going to try to take your mind off whatever's keeping you awake. I'm going to use lulling, pointless meanders. I said all that. I guess I forgot where I was supposed to go next with the intro, but here's a couple of things. If you're new, welcome. I'm glad you're here. I hope this will be a little bit of a primer. Is this a primer? Like a welcome orientation? That's kind of what these intros are. 50% of it is. So if you're new, I'm glad you're here. This podcast does not work for everybody, but give it a few tries and see if it helps you. It's a little bit different structurally. What to expect is show starts off with about a few minutes of business. That's how the podcast exists for free. So thank you for everybody for that. Then there's an intro. Now the intro, this is a little bit different. It can throw some people off. It's a welcome center more than I guess all the history of intros would be a welcome center. But so this is just one pamphlet on the Welcome Center, this one particular intro. And you'd say, hold on, that's not how a Welcome Center works. And it'd say, well, is the Welcome Center the sum of a whole of its parts, or the parts of its whole, or something that is more sensible than that? So the intros are around 12 to 14 to 15 to 11 to 16 to 17 minutes. And it's where I try to make a metaphor, explain what the podcast is. It is kind of part of the podcast. Now, some people say, well, where's the bedtime story? Right around 18 to 20 minutes normally. And there is a percentage of listeners, like 2 or 3% of people that skip ahead to the story. And then a percentage of people that subscribe to our Patreon and just listen to story-only episodes. So there is a small percentage of people, you just want the story, just skip ahead to 18, 20 minutes. But if you're new, you might want to stick around and see how this goes. The intro. So the intro for a lot of listeners is part of their wind down routine, either while they're in bed or as they're getting into bed and getting ready, just because it is part of a process. Like going to sleep for some of us is a process would be a neutral word to describe it. You'd say it's more like process, like a lot of people's opinion about processed cheese would be more about, but you say no cheese in bedtime and beds don't mix. How'd I get so off topic? So the intro is a show within a show. It doesn't make a whole lot of sense. Even though it's supposed to be an intro and welcome you, what happens is I go off topic a lot of times. So that's the intro. Then there's some business. Then there's a story. Tonight, as I'm recording this, I don't even know what the story will be. It'll be a little bit of an adventure. It could be anything. It'll be soothing. It'll be lulling. And it'll be here for you to keep you company. Then the show ends with some thank yous. So that's the structure of the show. Here's a couple other pieces of the thing if you're new. I think I probably already said this, but if you're skeptical, totally, I'd be skeptical too. Or if you're unsure, yeah, kind of try to consume it a little bit passively if you can. Like observing a magician from afar, and you're kind of watching the audience at the same time. And you're saying, clearly that magician's doing something, where if you're up close, you might say, what is a magician doing, or how are they high? Yeah, I don't know if that's a good, an apt metaphor or not. If there, you know, there's like, wait, there's a lot of books like waiting for something, right? Or waiting for Guffman, the great movie, but mine would be waiting for an apt metaphor. I'd probably be sitting on a bench, much like Forrest. I'd be talking to people and lulling and soothing them. But we're okay. So that's the structure of the show. So this is kind of part of what works. Is I get mixed up and my thoughts kind of cross lines. So structurally, I don't know what the story is going to be. Consume it passively. But there's no pressure to listen to me or to fall asleep. But clearly, I'm not always making 100% of sense. I'm just here to keep you company and to take your mind off of stuff. So there's no pressure to remember or to listen. And ideally, the show kind of is supposed to work in two ways, which is kind of contradictory, you don't need to listen to it. And you could fall asleep at any point. And ideally, it's just distracting enough to take your mind off stuff. But also, if you can't sleep, it's just interesting enough also to be there the whole time. And that's kind of the other flip side. Don't need to listen. And there's no pressure to fall asleep because I'm going to be here for about an hour. And if you can't sleep, you could queue up episode after episode. I give this show my all the way to the end. For those of you that are asleep, in some ironic way, I really think that the completeness of the episodes let you not listen. Full permission not to listen. But also, for those of you that can't fall asleep for whatever reason, I'm here. I'm here to keep you company. I'm here to be your boar friend, your boar bae, your boar bud, your boar sib. I'm in the queue to apply to be your boar bestie. But I'm here to help. That's my point on that. So no need to listen. No need to fall. No pressure to fall asleep. And I'm gonna be here for about an hour. I did it, like in the teaser there. I talked about robes, and then I started thinking, I haven't had a robe in a while. And here's one question: if you have a robe, do you need like a hat stand or a coat stand by your bed? I assume you don't because, you know, I've watched enough movies. You know, here on TV shows, people wear robes. And in movies, that was a paper I wrote in college that did not make it. It was, because I just didn't do the research, the cinematic nature of robes. A lot of times I can't come up with titles for art or podcast episodes or newspapers, speeches. And delivering on those concepts, it turns out it's impossible a lot of times. But I thought that was a good title. And I said, can I get like a C just for the title? Like, isn't that a passing grade? Come on, teach. You know the cinematic nature of robes. There's potential there. So that's like a C. And they said, no, a D is a means it has potential that hasn't been delivered. And I said, okay, well, good enough. No, I didn't. I said, well, it's just not a, I need a team of researchers is what, you know, hey, AFI, if you're hearing this, what do you think about that? Right? The top, the cinematic nature of robes, a list of 100 films and the robes that made them special or the special robes that made the cinema, you know, and maybe interview, I wonder if robes could talk, that would be an episode of Everything is Alive. I was just thinking, I didn't think those tangents would come up. I was just thinking, do I need a robe and where would I put it? Would it go, like, would I use it? That's the most key thing is, because if I put it on my floor, would I put it back on when I got up? here's, I have like a lot of neighbors that I even like, I live in a tight little area with a, like where even if I walk my dog to the street, I have to pass a good number of neighbors in their windows. And in the morning, that's one of my number one priorities. Other than getting caffeine in my system is walking the dog, Koa, or right now as I'm recording this, I'm dog sitting. So I have double duty. And I say, okay, I got to get out there. We got to be at the right temperature, but I don't want to do too much work. I don't know why I think of putting on clothing as work, but it, you know, let's be honest, it is. And so sometimes, you know, okay, this might be TMI, but it's, put it simply, like I don't wear a lot to bed. I do wear boxers or whatever, or shorts. We'll just say shorts. That's a polite thing we can all agree on. But just one layer, but just because that's how I like to sleep. So when I get out of bed, usually I have to take care of personal business first. And I try, like I say, well, I don't need, I say, are any of the blinds up? Probably not. Then I'll go take care of my personal business. And then I might try to drink some coffee. And then I'll say, okay, wait a second, now I got to get something on to take the dog out. So I wonder if a robe would be good for that. But then my neighbors would have to see me in a robe. I don't have pajama pants, but I have kind of multi-use pants you can't wear out of the, you should never wear out of the house. And one of them is like a turquoise blue with pineapples on it in their baggy pants, I don't know where, I think I got them on a gag, but they're really good, like lounging pants, or getting your pants on so you can walk the dog pants. Except if for esteemed people or people that are worried, and my daughter doesn't worry because I don't think she knows because she's still asleep, that her dad's rolling out in like a winter coat, flip flops with socks on, and then these baggy pineapple pants. So I guess a robe would only exacerbate that, because, and also a robe is like a little bit, it does have some sort of intimacy or like, I mean, you know, like Jeffrey Lebowski would roll in his robe. And I guess that's one reason they say, well, okay, Scooch, give me a breakdown of the differences between Jeffrey Lebowski and you. And I'd say, well, I can't smoke or drink White Russians anymore. Other differences, I don't. Okay, you got me. Good news. It looks like I could wear a robe. I'm going to be looking for a robe, and maybe by the time you hear this, I may be, you know, a owner of a robe. What if I went into a store and said, I'm considering robe ownership? Maybe a fancy store. Is there I'm sure there's a fancy, where do fancy people get the robes? Nordstrom's? But that's probably, fancy people are giggling. They say that's where the aspiring fancy people shop. And then I would look at, and I'd say, well, I aspire to return to see if there's any robes at TJ Maxx then, because I just saw the prices of your robes. Robes, where we're going, we need no robes. I guess I'll get a robe, because I guess I could wear it anywhere, because that whole Lebowski thing, I'd say, okay. The difference between me and Jeffrey is I'd probably move I'm a little more spry, and like, other than that, so I probably would, yeah, okay, so that's good news. I'll be robed soon. I don't know what my point was about that, but somehow this podcast, I think, like I said at the beginning, you take off your robe, you get in bed, you get comfortable, and then I'm here to kind of make you more comfortable or distract you from, you say, well, should I wear a robe to bed or not? Clearly, robe's not designed for any tossing or turning. It would bunch up and stuff. So I'm also here to give you friendly advice like that. I guess most robes are just an accessory as part of a broader portfolio for companies. Like, if there was a company that only made robes, I would say, you know, make a robe that's made for bed. I know that reverse blanket with arms, probably. That's not a robe, though. Anyway, I guess it's time for the intro to come to a close and get to the story. Maybe I'll talk about the cinematic nature of robes. Maybe I could do some brief research or famous robes. Who knows? But I'm here to help. I'm here to take your mind off stuff. Like I said, this podcast doesn't work for everybody. But if you're new, we get a pretty good amount of listeners, and most of them say it took two or three tries before the podcast, I knew it was for me. So I hope it is. If it's not for you, you know, I hope you find something that does help. You can reach out to me if you do so with a modicum of kindness, and I could try to help you fall asleep. So I'm here to help. I work very hard on this show because I yearn and I strive. I truly believe you deserve a good night's sleep. Thank you so much for your time. And here's a couple of ways we keep the show going. All right, everybody. I want to thank Claire and tonight's sponsor for supporting this episode and provide me with some samples. You know, I suffer from seasonal allergies. Not only do they get in the way of me living my life, they get in the way of me making this podcast to put you to sleep. Because when those allergies are really kicking in, I sound weird and I do not feel good at all. Luckily, for those of us who live with the symptoms of allergies, we can live Claritin Clear with Claritin D. The double action combination of prescription strength allergy medicine and the best decongestant available relieves sneezing, a runny nose, itchy and watery eyes, an itchy nose and throat, and sinus congestion and pressure with ease. And that's what I like about Claritin D. It covers all those bases. For me, I love the relief from the runny nose and the sinus pressure. Holy cow. Those two things combined, I'm like the worst two symptoms I have at the exact same time. So I love the relief Claritin brings. And I've been taking Claritin D this spring for this allergy season. And it's been a game changer because I can go out on my runs and on my trail runs and not have to worry about, am I going to be able to record the podcast tomorrow because my nose is running and my sinuses are clogged? Ready to live life as if you don't have allergies? It's time to live Claritin Clear. Fast and powerful relief is just a quick trip away. Find Claritin D at the pharmacy counter. Ask for Claritin D at your local pharmacy counter. You don't even need a prescription. Go to Claritin.com right now for a discount so you can live Claritin Clear. Use as directed. Thanks, everybody. All right, everybody, it is time to talk about tonight's sponsor, Air Doctor. There's an Air Doctor humming in the other room right now. You can't hear it, but I know it's there. And I know it's going to be smoky season here in the Bay Area. Not to mention they live by a freeway and a cement plant. And so I love the peace of mind and the easy use that the Air Doctor brings because it just works. It's one of those things, it just works. And you may hear me say this, and I mean it. I love my Air Doctor because Americans spend 90% of our time indoors. We take about 20,000 breaths a day. And according to the EPA, indoor air can be as much as 100 times more polluted than outdoor air. And just in my house, that's about 60,000 breaths a day between my daughter, my dog, Koa, and I. And I'm so happy. Air Doctor filters out dangerous contaminants and allergens such as pollen, pet dander, dust mites, and mold so my lungs don't have to. Neither do your lungs. And the things I love about Air Doctor, one, it has a night mode where you could turn off all the lights. It has auto mode or you could set the fan speed for what works for you. And I like to have my hair cleaned everywhere, in my room, in my daughter's room, and upstairs in our living room. I really believe you'll love it as much as I do. And they have a bunch of amazing options too now. Air Doctor comes with a 30-day money-back guarantee, so if you don't love it, just send it back for a refund minus shipping. So head to airdoctorpro.com and use the promo code SLEEP, and you'll receive up to $300 off air purifiers. And exclusive to podcast customers, you will receive a free 3-year warranty on any unit, which is an additional $84 value. So lock in this special offer by going to airdoctorpro.com. That's AirDoctorPro.com and use that promo code SLEEP. Thanks, everybody. All right. Hey, everybody. It's time for, this is interesting. If this is an episode where I It's based on trying to find good ways to find different random ways to randomize the show. And I've also been testing this out with the local live show in the Bay Area. So this randomization is based on Fish's Baker's Dozen, which I kind of have stumbled on as a real treasure trove of the set list, just for randomization. And this is from night three, which took place on 7/23/17. And this is just used for the randomization portion, maybe, maybe not, but it's not influenced by the, it's not about any of the lore or the backstories of the canon of those songs. Maybe, but in actuality, that's always kind of one side. But the other side of it is, like, you know, in order to keep the podcast free and everything, I do like to turn the podcast over to different businesses that are willing to either pay me in trade or in helping keep the show sustainable. And I'm turning it over here. So this is kind of a bit like an infomercial, but kind of a high end infomercial. So without further ado, I present to you this episode on behalf of the company, which we'll be talking about it. And also, if you take things to this is just, it's just a joke. So ease your mind. If I did that, I would have said it in the intro, really. But here we go. Another sponsored, imaginary sponsored episode. Oh, hello. Come on in. Welcome to Happily Enrobed, the robe shop where we'll happily enrobe you in a robe. And I want to thank Scooter and everyone at Sleep With Me for having us on. Really a pleasure to have you here in the shop. Come on in. And I'm just here to show you a selection of robes. You may say, do you only sell robes? I'd say, yes, we... Oh, let me introduce myself. I'm Reginald Kuzak. You could call me Reggie Kuzak. You may ask if I'm related to Joan or to John, which I wish I was. It would be my pleasure. But what really happened is Scooter asked... the speaker person for name of a random celebrity, and it did say John Kuzak, Kuzak. So that was interesting. So you could say I am related, for hence my creation came. But welcome to my robe shop. I've been selling robes here for a very long time. And the robe business is my business, and my business is robes and putting you in the correct robe. And we sell all non-gendered robes here. That's how I've done robes my entire life. Our robes are beyond the binary, as Scooter says, beyond, you know, you could wear the purpose of a robe, and I've never understood this. As far as fitting, that's one issue. And you may have, the nice thing is, and to be honest, just because I'm in a robe business, don't take this the wrong way, you need more than one robe. And the robes are a reflection. What other pieces of clothing do you get to wear that are truly a reflection of you, for you, enrobing you? So that's why we don't believe in we just sell robes, to customers. And we have our own tailors here, so let's say, well, if you like that robe, we say, well, let's see what cut of, you know, some of our robes come in a certain cut, but other ones don't. So I just wanted to explain that to you in the most clearest of terms. And you might be someone that says, no, I don't do it. I say, well, there are not plenty of other robe shops out there, but there are plenty of the other shops that purvey robes. But here at Happily Enrobed, I'm happy to enrobe you in the correct robes or robes. Another question that may have come up for you is, what about a professional robes? Do you? And I'd say, well, that would be professionally robed and not happily enrobed. And that is a business I've considered, but they say, well, I think those are much more competitive. This is, you know, we're a boutique. I mean, and we could be, we're online. This is, we're going to be the first auditory in Aural, A-U-A, you know, purveyor of robes. You know, we've had some pop-up shops, and they said, well, you need a web, you know, you need to establish your online. I said, well, I'm going to pop right up in a podcast, and I'm going to sell the idea of robes as opposed to, you know, for future sales. Yeah, but let's get down to it. Why don't we? And let me introduce you. Come on, step right in here. I hope you're comfortable. We have, would you like, how's the temperature for you? I can make any adjustments you need. Yes, and it's a nice, plenty of space here. This is our first robe that I like to start people out in. It's called the Sunday Morning. And a lot of people say it does look like a Sunday morning. Now, this is not limited to Sunday morning usage. But when you think of peak robe usage, Sunday mornings are in competition with Saturday mornings. Though, you know, in this age, the Sunday morning is the new Saturday morning, if you're asking me. But they say, well, you know, some people may have to places to go on Sunday, houses of worship or such things. And some people might want to watch. There's a lot of different things. Saturdays have become, Sundays are fluid. But this robe is how you would start off your Sunday. And you might say, what color is that? I can't quite grasp it. And I'd say it's the color of Sunday morning. According to, Pantone, a number, you know, you could probably figure out mixed with another number. To create that hue of Sunday. And you would say, is there a little gray in there? I'd say it is, because, you know, Sunday morning does have a bit of gray. But we wanted to capture the feeling of relaxation, of a breakfast, of leisure, and of possibility. What are we going to do this Sunday? Are we going to lounge? Or are we going to go and do something? That's why this one... You know, not all of our robes have, tabs to hang, but this one does, because you might say, well, I got to get out of my robe, I got to get dressed. And that's what this one's for. Now, our next robe here, and yes, we do have different robe zones, I like to call them, or robe cubbies, though they're not as small as a cubby, they're kind of like robe dressing rooms. Correct, that is a correct word. This one is simply called Axilla. And a lot of people say, is it, it's kind of like excellent. And I'd say it is. It is a bit like excellent. It's axilla. And sometimes people might want to say it over and over again. And we have had two versions of this robe. But it's really one that when you look at yourself in the mirror, you say, well, is that a silk or a velvet? Like, it is a silky material. And I'll just be honest with you, it has a bit of spandex in there. Not for the stretch, except in the elbows. We wanted to have a stretch there. It just gives it a nice, I don't know, it just gives the fabric a nice weight. And you could be asking, is that a purple or midnight black? And we say, yes, oh yes, we could shape this how you want it to. But the key is really in the spandex, in the elbows, for when you're in the mirror and you do some sort of move. We found in the past that there's something about the tight elbow pulling at the shoulder that it creates this subtle feeling when you're in the mirror that just helps you feel excellent. You just look at yourself... And this robe is about saying, looking good to feeling good, axilla. Now, this next robe, I want you to have your eyes closed as I tell you about the name of it first. And then you start to picture it before you see it. The name of this robe is called Your Pet Cat. That's right, Your Pet Cat. And you may say, I don't have a pet cat. And I'd say, well, okay, start to picture what that robe would mean to you. Or you might say, I have a pet cat, and you'd say, okay. Is this robe a giant picture of your pet cat on the back, on the front? Is the cat's name inscribed on the lapels? Does it have a hood of your cat's face? Is there pockets for a catnip? Or is it something different, your pet cat? If you don't have a cat, maybe you want to feel like a cat. And you want to look like a cat, or you want to pretend like you're a cat. And that's what this robe could accomplish for you, if that's what you're picturing in your mind. So it could be your pet cat, or it could be your pet cat. That's up to you to decide, but picture it on you. Picture how you're feeling. Is it triggering a memory? Is it triggering a closeness? How should we do the belt? Is it going to be something for teasing your pet cat and having it chase around? We did have someone that had two laser pointers put into the sleeves of the robe that they could activate. So exciting things with your pet cat. But kind of something that's always up to you to decide. And you might say, well, what material is this? And I'd say, go ahead and just shrug your shoulders while you're in this robe. Now roll them back and forth. And now stretch your hands above your head and say, meow, meow, meow. All right. So it could be the robe for you. May not be the robe for you. I guess it'll be decided. Okay, let's step over here into this next room. Now, this again is a dual-purpose robe, or dual-theme robe, depending on what, we're here to enrobe you based on your needs. We do have some, foundational robes, and this is one of the foundational robes. It's called Back on the Train. And if you're a train enthusiast, we can make some adjustments so it does feel more train-like. But this is more of a very metaphorical robe. Yes, you're right. And it's kind of a three-way robe. Now, you might say, what materials? And I say, well, it's a blend of materials designed for someone that's just had an evening out on the train, and they're trying to get back, their version of Back on the Train is that they're not feeling so hot. Maybe they had too much, too much fun the evening before. And this robe is meant to comfort them. It is a very comforting material, and the reason isn't just for that, and it's very wicking. Of course it's wicking. It has pockets. Now, the pockets are, we've built a structure into the pockets, so if you were to put a water in the pocket, it has a support system, so you really won't feel the weight of the water. It's distributed over your whole body, both pockets, even if they're off balance. The robe is also, yes, a soothing color that has been, that is the color, exactly, it is used in those locations, too, for soothing and comforting. Well, you really are. There is a little extra weight in the lapels for comforting, too, because also it serves two other back-on-the-train purposes. And it's really for people who have re-entered and it's not that different when you've re-entered dating. It's the day after you've had a date, whether the date is there or not, independent of that. So whether you're saying, wonder how that went, or you're saying, oh boy, that went good. Holy moly. Or you're saying, I don't know if that was quite a connection. It's meant to kind of, and we can work again. This is not, we really do practice robe science. It's kind of meant to complement your skin tones when you're feeling those feelings and those calming colors. So that when you're looking at yourself in the mirror, thinking any of those things, the robe is kind of, again, just like if you were feeling not so hot from the night before. just an overall sense of well-being. That's what Back on the Train does. Now, this is a robe, and you might say, I wouldn't expect this in a place that has wainscoting and, you know, all of these different things we've put in here to make our shop look extra bunting. You know, we say, well, how many robe shops have bunting? Well, let's say, how many robe shops do you know about? This one does. So, yeah, but this is a robe, and again, it's called How Many People Are You? And at first, it may seem like a gimmicky robe because it is reversible. Yes, it is reversible. The sleeves come off. And that is, it is a gimmick in a good way because it is a gimmick of saying, you know, when do you take the sleeves off of your robe? Maybe you're on vacation. You want to be outside. Maybe your arms are warm. Maybe you're trying to make someone laugh. That's why that. The reversible robe, it's just when you put on the robe and you look at yourself. This is really just to give you one more option. And you look in the mirror and you say, you say, well, I need, like, to help trigger a reminder to talk to yourself nicer, you could reverse this robe right away. Instead of finding another robe, yeah, this robe is meant to kind of put you in a situation where you say, oh, okay, I got to mix it up today. I got to change it up. I'm feeling a little frowny. And yeah, they're very contrasting but complementary styles and colors. And this is one of the only robes. It does also come with an accessory, because you may be looking at the belting and you say, how does that? It is an infinity belt. So you do have to, it does add, now here's the trick. You could, you just pull it over your head. You don't step into it. Yeah, so it takes a little while adjusting, but it is an infinity belted robe, because again, to remind you like of all times, of all timelines, you, how many people are you, of your limitless potential. I mean, those are just important things to us. Now let's step over here. And now this robe, pretty simple. It's called Glide. And you might say, and we do recommend, now this is, and again, I want you to blush, but this is our top robe if you're going to be in the nude. Like, majority of our robes are meant to be, have some layer of clothing on underneath or not. Glide, you can have clothing, but once it touches your skin, you'll know why. And also, it does have, it is designed to say, like, that no one would know, we do have other things, but this is meant for you. This robe is for you to be nude underneath it. But it's no one else. So you could have guests in town. You could have your, you know, Aunt Matilda there. And you could be wearing Glide, and you'll be feeling, you'll be gliding, holy moly. Because this is like a wonderful, wonderful material to have against the skin. But it's also, we do use different techniques of fabric layering to create a look. We're not in the business of trying to influence, but it would say, well, no, just so no one would know. It's no one else's business. You know, I mean, if you're looking for a clingy robe someone would right away know. We do have our section, you know, Robes After Dark, and that is the podcast guy. He said he's writing a book about that too, after his many other books titled After Dark, Robes After Dark. He also asked me if he could, he said, if he ever has a Sig O, could they come here and have a, and I said, no, this is an imaginary store anyway. And then he laughed and said he may have already visited then. Hardy, and I said, my goodness. Okay, so this will get us back on track. Now, this robe is one of our more themed robes. It's called Theme from the Bottom. And what a robe it is. And it is very themed, of a deep under the sea. Any aqua person, any young Gungan, mer people, clam kings and queens would be happy to wear this robe, or just a person who loves diving or water or aquariums. And it is an impressionistic view of the bottom, because it's a theme. And yes, you can see how it rises towards the shoulders. A work of art. We've really worked hard with around the world sourcing. You know, all our robes are sustainably sourced, by the way. Oh, yes, because they're magic. Of course, because that's how we do it. Yes. But you can see the beautiful tonal changes as we rise up. And yeah, that's meant to be evocative of under the sea. I don't know. I think a lot of people find it delightful. Again, it's also very flowy. And this is, again, a robe that, again, if you're on vacation or somewhere where you're going to be using your robe outdoors, this one is meant to catch the wind. So unlike a glide, you would probably want to layer underneath it, because it's meant to kind of be, it's just meant to get a little wind, like a bit like a sail or a bit like a flag. Just to kind of give that sea motion to it. But it is one of my favorite robes. I'm glad you like it as much as I do. This next one is, this one is called It's Ice. And you could say there are hidden GOT themes there. Okay, you got me. But we thought they were very subtly placed. Yeah, but this robe is, it's made from two materials, kind of patent pending. Yeah, but it's meant to, if it's very warm, you like that, and this robe can be placed in the freezer or the refrigerator, like those towels, but it's made from a more robey material than those cool towels. And it's meant to, when you put it on, always be as cool as the other side of the pillow. If we sold just its ice, that's what we'd say. Always as cool as the other side of the pillow when you put it on. Even if it's not in the freezer or the fridge, you put it on, you feel a good funk, a really good funk of coolness. And yes, it does have, it has some very cool themes and cool tones. And then, yes, yeah, hidden is, the North remembers and all those things, because we are a big fan of this. Now, as we said, I've said, finally, you're going to get to an After the Dark robe. And this is one of our more ironically termed robes. It's called More. And then you could see that there's very little robe there. Because it's meant to, I'm flubbing my words here. But yeah, this is one of our robes, romantic robe, or more beyond romance. So yes, I guess you're more right. But it's meant to, it is in one sense to make you say more, or a more, while you're before, in preparation for the making of a more. Because it doesn't show, nothing can be seen. I mean, except if you say, well, I'm a big, you show me an elbow, I'm going to start perspiring. And I know the podcaster, he is big on napes in the neck. You can't see the nape of the neck in this, but you can sense it. Oh, yes, you can. So this is a robe meant to entice you to want to see more. I guess it's pretty simple, right? And it's a popular, believe it or not, this is one of our best sellers. No, we don't have a Peter Sellers robe, but we've thought about it. I don't know what that would be, because that would be really hard to define. You'd say, which Peter Sellers, again, it could be a chameleon-like robe. That's a good idea. Now, this is the robe Mr. Palmer is concerned with. This robe is called the AC/DC bag. And you might say, I don't understand. And you say, well, again, we don't have a lot of themed robes, but we do like to have, this robe does have LED lights in it. It is a rechargeable robe. We have a battery pack spread throughout the fabric of the robe, so it's not heavy in any one place. But both pockets have wireless charging, so that you could, it charges your phone. Now, you do have to remember to plug the robe in, but it does have over, I think it's at a 14,000, whatever the battery ratings are. Anyway, we've worked with a lot of good partners to create this robe. But we found that much like, now this is a feature we've wondered if we could, it would be effective to put it in all our robes. But we just think the remembering, we don't want our customers to be frustrated by having to remember to charge their robes. Could you imagine your mother shouting down, honey, did you remember to charge the robes? Or, you know, again, if you're in a partnership and saying, why didn't you remind me to charge my robe? We're trying to avoid those issues. But for the tech set, this is this is the robe for them, and it does sell very, very well. Yeah, there is a spot for placing your earbuds and those things, but it is a wireless charging, especially if you don't want to have to worry about charging your phone if you're spending the day in your robe. Very nice feature, and we just thought that was a catchy name. Another robe we've been working on for a while. It's called Puppy Sibling, and you know, we had your pet cat, and this one is Puppy Sibling, and it's you can close your eyes and kind of picture it, but it's a little different. It's just meant to be a robe when you see someone. You see, that's a cute, really cute robe on you. And yeah, we said, what about if we would go with that length? And again, we could change the length for anyone as you wish. And we thought about like the different cuts we could make as far as with the neckline and the shoulder line and the elbow line. Now, again, we do a lot of research on the elbow line. The drapage of the sleeves, so you don't have to think about those things, and actually, you don't ever need to think about them. But for us, our robes are not aerodynamic. When people think about the aerodynamics of a vehicle or something, we think about the robe in a similar manner. And Puppy Sibling. Is more of an evocative robe, but I think that title just sums it right up. At least it does for us. We've done a lot of testing. You'd say, well, some companies do an A/B testing. You know, when we're going through, I mean, you should see the robes of the friends of mine. They have houses full of robes because they say, can you wear this robe for a week and just give me some words about how it felt? And, you know, this is where does it, you know, we don't tell them the words ahead of time. But Puppy came back plenty of times, and Puppy was what we were going for. So I think we could say where our mission was accomplished there. Now, this next robe coming up here is called Twist. And this is, again, a party robe. We're using textiles like spandex, lycra. But here's the one thing that they're not going to tell you at other robe shops that don't understand their customers as well as we do. This is also a working robe. It is a party robe or a working robe. But hey, you're never going to find yourself in a position where you don't have a little bit of extra stretch. So if you're boogieing down, you've been partying or dancing, you say, well, I like to go, my wedding is themed. It's a robed wedding. I would say, great. Give us a call. We'll help you furnish the entire wedding. Where was I? What was I saying? I totally lost track of my mind. This robe is the best. If you dance, if you perform, let's say you're a cellist, you could perform in this robe. If you're framing a cabin or something, this robe, you could wear it. Now, it is a bit, the price point is a bit high, say, for everyday work, but for weekend work, and again, the right balance of fabrics for your temperature comfort as well. And again, based on the idea that you're going to be twisting around, whether you're going to be moving your core, moving your limbs, you're going to be bending over. It does hug, and you know, people will giggle when I say this, but this has a to-the-knee length, and when it's cinched in the proper manner, it will hug your buttocks when you're bending over in a way to ensure your core is tight. And we've accomplished that by, you know, really putting a lot of time and effort into picking the right fabrics. Something we're very, very proud of is, I would say if we were going to enter some for a award, a versatile robe. You're correct. I love that word. I wish we had a copy editor as intelligent as you, because that is a beautiful word. Versatile is correct. I guess all our robes would be versatile. But this one in particular has a non-robe versatility. In a utility, you could say it's a utility robe, and a lot of ours are. If you think about it, that is one thing. And I don't mean to go off topic here, but where my passion for robes really came from was the stodgy idea, one, that robes a thoughtless gift, or something where you feel fancy in a hotel and you wonder if you should stick it in your bag. And then you say, well, how many times am I going to walk around this? How many showers am I going to take in this hotel room and wear this robe around it? And this part of this resort fee, or just a robe is something someone else wears, or someone else in your family, a generation or two above you, has worn. Or is a robe is something, you know, popular feedback, I've found over the years is that it's like something, I don't know what to do. Do I wear clothes under it or not? I'm too warm, or I'm not warm? You know, or even the idea that a robe means you have, Lebowski came up, I heard Scooter talking about that, that you've kind of, Lebowski did, and you're kind of at a point in life where you're letting life happen. I've tried to dismiss all of those things. And it's not just, it's about respecting robes and respecting people first and foremost, and saying, okay, those are legitimate views of the robe, but the robe is so much more. It can be so much more. It's just, it's a layer. But what is it when we have empty layers? What do we have? We have nothing. When we have a layer that gives us meaning, that gives us purpose, that gives us value. And again, that has an intimacy with ourselves, that is reflective of us, that also allows us to reflect. In particular, our observer, you know, reflecting in a healthy relationship with yourself. Those are the things. I guess those are a few of my favorite things about being in the robe business. And I guess being at the forefront or at the tail end, you know, when you're out on the margins of robes, you really don't know where things are heading. But I hope they're heading, you know, to a new world of. And you may start to say, "Well, I don't see any pricing on your robes," and I would say, "Okay, well, we do have now that's a teaser, but this is again just one day when we actually have these shops and you come in. We'll already have you wearing the robe before we tell you the price, or we'll also have a sampling robe, which is a very, very, the most soothing robe we can possibly create, so that when we tell you the price, you'll be very soothed, And then you'll say, oh, like, you know, because it, the value of a rub cannot be understated or overstated, neither nor neither. Okay, let's move on. You're right. Just a little bit about me and rubs. That's where, I guess I didn't tell you my personal history, but it was from again, there's nothing wrong with a white robe, but why stop there? And how many reality-tested, non-hotel, you know, is that a situation that is sustainable, or is it a just dial-in gift, a white robe? So, yeah, I guess I have strong feelings about it. Okay, so where were we is here with another robe. Now, again, we do, I guess, a vacation is one thing we do see. And this is a beach vacation robe, and it is a multi-purpose robe. It's called Waves. And it is meant to be worn to the beach. It does have a lot of beach-friendly amenities. It has a special fabric that dries very quickly, wicks moisture away. It doesn't easily sheds sand. It does have an SPF of 45, but it doesn't cover the whole body, of course. And we tried to put it in a style and colors that just pop. So when you go to the beach, you're not quite a neon, but we were going for that because we said like a day glow, right, where you get to the beach and you've already drawn attention if you want to. If not, you just have the confidence and you're matching the brightness of the sun. And hopefully that brightness is like a searing into you and you're saying, okay, I'm ready for the beach. It does have some very nice pockets. It is not good for a towel, but it is good for a sit down. And it also will cinch into a carry-all so that if you decide you're not going to wear the waves back from the beach, but you want to carry your wet towel or stuff, you can cinch it right into like a bag, and it goes, yes, you see the belt does turn into, you just sling it right over your shoulder. So very cool. It's something we're very proud of here. Now, this next one is an expressive robe, and I want you to close your eyes and think about what you want to express when I tell you the title of it, which is Miss You. This is a robe you will send out when you're feeling that, when you're missing someone and you want to send them a robe and send them a message. The message is, I miss you. And what could be a better reminder? And what could fly in the face and in return when you finally, if it was a Mother's Day or a Father's Day gift or a birthday gift, when it is actually a usable, comforting robe. And it is now. Here's where the real rubber of the robe. If you look on the inside of the robe, it's not just the inside. You know, none of our robes are just the other side of the material. But at the very least, there's different places where hidden in stitching is miss you. But this is also a customizable robe, so there is room on the inside for favorite poems and favorite sayings and those things. So that's nice. Now, this next robe, you may find it a confusing title at first when you look at it. When you wear it, you'll know what I mean. It's the title of this robe is A Boogie On Reggae Woman. And the reason is, just go ahead and put it on. You'll see that is a Stevie Wonder track, a very well-known Stevie Wonder track. And it is a robe that makes you feel very, it's a sensual robe. Let's just put road nuts or whatever. This robe... And again, this was one that does And again, very, very adaptable, but it does cling where you want it to cling. But cling in a way that is just hinting, and you say, oh boy, this is, and it does make you want to dance. The idea is this is an esteem building robe, so when you see yourself in it, you want to boogie on. And I think, you know, something we've learned, you know, that I have you here in full disclosure is by titling the robe, you know, it does hopefully it does become a self-fulfilling thing. Having a title like this, it does help you say, okay, I'm allowed to boogie on here when I'm in this robe, or when you're out of it, whatever that may mean, hubba hubba. Now, we wouldn't be, you know, if you step over here, we wouldn't be in the robe business without velvet. And some people like the velvet, and some people love it. Some people like it crushed. And some people like their velvet in other manners. Now, this robe is designed for the velvet lover, whether you're head lover or someone else. This is wading in the velvet sea. And it has many layers of velvet on the inside and the outside. Now, this is a great winter robe. Though the velvet is nice, it does help you stay warm, but it doesn't get too hot. But if you just want to feel like padded, like you're wading in the velvet sea, this is a robe for you. And it does have this giant hood you can pull up, to really create an all-encompassing situation where you feel like you are wading in the velvet sea. It's really luxurious, without a doubt. We don't use the luxury word around here very much. I guess, you know, if you're coming to a robe store, usually you don't even have to assume. And this is not just a velvet. This is the highest quality velvet that, you know, hand-selected velvets. And again, in a velvety, velvety colors that really help keep enthusiasm high. So that's waiting in the velvet scene. Now, this is our last robe for the day. And it's been a pleasure serving you, showing you these robes. Talking robes to someone so receptive, really, really has been a pleasure. And this is our final robe. It's called Sweet Jane. And this is a title we weren't always sure on, because it is a take on a smoking jacket. Not everyone notices that, and that is why we're comfortable calling it Sweet Jane. Otherwise, we'd find it a little bit, diminutive or something. But yeah, it is a nod to modern-day smoking, but you don't need it to be a smoker to wear this. We find it, this is an evening robe, so it is designed, and it is a throwback to the cuts, to the cocktail hours, of the past, but in a reinvented, these colors aren't muted. We said, let's do away with those muted colors. We are trying to throw off that old legacy of robes, and even the smoking jacket, we wanted to subtly approach it in a way that's open to all. The only way you'd notice if, like you said, well, Sweet Jane, is that a smoking jacket? Otherwise, go ahead and try to take it on with a fresh eye. It's just a basic jacket, but it's a little bit more form-fitting for a robe. And it's also very now, this is one of our most washable robes. You could almost say it's an apron and robe in one. It has extra thickness. So let's say you're making a pasta sauce. It splashes on the robe. You won't feel that splash. The material will absorb it, but it's very washable. Or, yes, if you're using it like you're lying around giggling with Twinkies or chips or something, you're covered in them. A rub is suited for that. But it's really a rub you could eat dinner in. You could, play the guitar in. Or you could just chill in. You could wear it in this again because it is so cleanable. And it does have some metallics in there. The demicrobials. So this could be worn extensively. And, while we don't suggest that, in all of our testing, there were people that were wearing these robes as almost like a smoking jacket for time and time on end. And the feedback we got was very, very, very satisfactory. So that's your robes. And again, today is just an introductory trip here. And one day we'll come to our town. We could suit you. We could enrobe you in a robe. But it's been my pleasure talking today. And on behalf of all imaginary Cusacks everywhere, this is Reginald Cusack for Happily Enrobed. Good night. I want to thank everybody that helped, said nice things on YouTube, nice comments. Sienna with a C, Isaac and Adam. Thanks, good night. Elizabeth, DHG and Puma. Thanks, good night. Orion, Joe, and Sansi, thanks, and good night. Locke, Nerd Gamer, and Johnny, thanks, and good night. Mary, Absinthe, and Dono, thanks, and good night. Vesna, and SHB, thanks, and good night. Noel. Oh, Noel didn't like it. Sherlock, thanks, and good night. Claire, thank you, thanks, and good night. Danny, Athiva, and Anna, thank you, thanks, and good night. Dog's Mom, Elena, and Music Lover, thank you, thanks, and good night. Rainbow, Lynette, and Daniel in his collection of Knox, thanks, and good night. Cannon, Tyler, thanks, and good night. Matthew, Caddy, and Seabass, thanks, good night. Dylan, Stephen, Shag, Becky, thanks, good night. Amy, Three, Della, thanks, good night. Tanya, Irene, and Austin, thanks, good night. Rebs, Amy, and Hamza, thanks, and good night. HR, Mal, and Curla, thanks, and good night. I'm Not, Rando, LB, thank you, thanks, and good night. Knight, Wallace, and Tyler, thanks, and good night. Taylor, Sid, and S, thanks, and good night. Chris, A-A-L, Isaac, thanks, and good night. Leslie, Kayla, and Resident, thanks, and good night. Claire, May, and Bouncing, thanks, and good night. Catherine, and Chad, thanks, and good night. Thanks, everybody, for supporting the show. The free version of Sleep With Me and actually the Patreon version of Sleep With Me exists for people directly supporting the podcast, just like you, whether it's people who support the show by becoming a patron value or who support the sponsors by purchasing their products and sharing with the sponsors, how much they thankful they are. They support Sleep With Me. So thank you for helping keep the show out there for everybody to consume it. You're really part of something bigger. Also, Sleep With Me gets bigger and helps more people by people simply spreading the word. And you just letting people honestly know, hey, this is a podcast. It takes a few tries to say, well, this is a podcast that puts me to sleep. I'm sorry, what? It's a conversation starter. Thank you for everybody that helps the show grow. We're a proud member of Night Vale Presents. You can check out all the amazing shows they make at nightvalepresents.com. We're also a member of PRX. You can see everything they're doing at prx.org. And Radiotopia is a part of PRX too, so you can check out all the amazing Radiotopia shows, along with all the amazing PRX and Night Vale shows, right in your podcast app. And here we go. We got plenty of other episodes ready if you need it. I could be here all night long, 8-9 hours if you need. I'm here to help. Will you want your blankets on your feet right now or off your socks? You want me to pull those socks off or pull them up? Okay. You're right. I should keep, I'll help with the blankets. So yeah, no socks. You're right. Thanks. I'll talk to you later. Good night. All right, everybody, this is Scooter. This is Weeks in Review, and this is where I run through my Weeks in Review stuff. What was on Sleep With Me Plus in the past month, and what you can expect to see on in the public feed, too. Now, I have, if you sign up for Sleep With Me Plus, or you're already signed up for Sleep With Me Plus, I highly recommend using a podcast app that allows search within the feeds, but using just one podcast app for Sleep With Me Plus content only, and then keeping your other podcasts, your daytime podcasts, in whatever app you use now. And I would just check out a couple podcast apps you could choose from on Apple are Overcasts, iCatcher, Pocket Casts, and on Android you could try out Pocket Casts or Podcast Addict. For this example, I have the only thing I have in my app is I think this is the 10 to I think this is the Boyfriends level. I have four podcasts, the ad-free full episodes, the story-only episodes. Nothing in Sleep With Me Plus has ads except for the really old episodes in the archives. We got the story-only versions of the show, the all-intro, all-night versions of the show, and then the bonus episodes. So let's start with the bonus episodes, actually. So Saturday, a new Posty episode came out. It was one that Russell loved, and that came out, and that's in the bonus feed. You know, some people like listening to the Posty Super Deluxe episodes during the day. Some people sleep to them. And, so that one is in the bonus feed. And then looks like we got a bonus coming out for Boar Besties and Boar Friends on Thursday of this week, which is April 15th when I'm recording this. And then we have another Posty Super Deluxe came out a couple weeks ago. That was a picnic lunch with Scooter. And that's in the bonus feed. And that makes just so much easier for those of you that don't like automate your playlist or anything, just to kind of build and choose how you want to listen. Let's pop into all intro, all night episodes. I know an all intro episode is coming out this Thursday. Last Thursday was Make Great Pets season 1 part 2, almost 6 hours. It's about the max length we can get and have a good file size. So that was like 7 episodes of Make Great Pets. April 3rd all intro episode came out, and then we had March is at bonus episodes. There was another all intro episode. So that's in the all intro all night feed. And again, like so much easier, like these all intros. Is that what everything that's in there? 277 episodes split between all in. So if you love all intros, I bet 200 of those are all intros, maybe even more. And then in the store, both in the story only episode feed and then in the all ad free feed. Let's run through the new episodes. Bring It On week started last week. So we had 12:54 was our first watch along where I watched half of the movie Bring It On. Wednesday was 12:53, Ben Broughton, the Crayon Rambler. That was one of those episodes that had an intro that I said I should make an episode based on this intro. Went to make an episode based on the intro, and it went in an even another direction of what if there was an RPG game based on the movie Bring It On, which led me to figure out I never watched Bring It On. Let me learn more. Then I ended up watching Bring It On. Then April 7th was Alba Sabelix, we're getting ready, big announcement, if I haven't made it anywhere. We're going to do 3 seasons of a crossover with Alba Sabelix, that's cool. That's something we're looking forward to doing. And, that was episode 1 of that. Or that was the one we did originally. Then 12:52 was the finale of the Great British Bake Off, and episode 10. Multiplex 5, Tiki Transistor Hut. That was a good one. 12:50, one of my favorite episodes, probably in the past few years, a Willy Wonka tour that came out of some news articles about the experience. And I said, this has got to be an episode. And that will be a series. I mean, a recurring thing. Great British Bake Off, episode 9, Patissier. And Multiplex, episode 4. And then we're back to our last audio news. So it's everything. And again, if you ever need support, support@supercast.com is there to help you. So if you're listening to this episode, I'm assuming you're not you don't need support, but if you do, and the other thing is this is my main way to communicate. I learned this on Patreon. Most people just don't read their emails from Supercast or from me, and most people aren't on our Discord or follow our social media. And so these messages are how the majority of supporters get their information. I do it in a sleepy voice because there's I put it in at the end of the free show too. But this is a kind of key way. But these episodes are easy to skip, especially if you're just using one podcast app, right? And building your playlists from that podcast app. So thanks everybody for supporting the show. Reach out if you have any feedback at sleepingmepodcast.com. If you need support at supercast.com. And good night.